The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Simon's shopping trolley has clattered its way into studio. Simon, what have you got for us this week?
I have scraped the bottom of the shopping trolley and I have come up with the most glorious unrefrigerated meats.
Unrefrigerated meats. Yeah. I have to say now, when I got that little heads up that that was what was going to be in the shopping trolley, I winced.
Okay.
I winced.
What is an unrefrigerated meat?
You know,
an
unrefrigerated... I kind of imagined a slice of ham on the shelf in the supermarket. Just, you know, not in the fridge.
I think they should actually, you know the way they have like the labels at the start of the aisle?
Yeah.
I think they should actually write unrefrigerated meat, you know? We've talked about unrefrigerated cheese on the show before. Remember we had this my spray cheese from Walmart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't
we're in a similar space this week
to
that. Okay,
so what have we got then?
Okay, so we're talking about meats that are kind of cured and dried. So we've got Jack Link's Beef Jerky Original, $2.29. Mm. We've got an Irish product, Skibbereen's Scratch My Pork. These are pork scratchings, lovely with a pint. They are coming in at €2.89.
Right.
And we've got Pepperami 10-pack, €3. People will probably be most familiar with this product. This is something that you might throw in your kid's lunchbox or your own lunchbox to bring into the workplace. So in terms of value, like the Pepperami is the most expensive here, but it's definitely the best value because this is a 10-pack. And they're all individually packaged so that you can pop them in a lunchbox. So they're the best value at €3.
So what is the difference then in terms of, well, the obvious meat difference is one is pork, I guess, is it?
So two of them are pork. So the Pepperami and the Skibbereen are pork. And the jerky is obviously a beef product, very popular in South Africa and South America. You increasingly see it in Irish supermarkets, jerky.
Yes.
The big difference, I suppose, this week, Kieran, is how these products are made so that they can survive in an unchilled state.
Okay.
So with the scratchings, right, basically what you're doing is you are taking the shank. The shank is the top of the hind leg of the pig.
Okay.
And you're taking that rind and you're roasting it to within an inch of its life so that it's so dry and hard. You know when you have like a roast pork and you have that kind of crackling on it and it'll almost take the tooth off you?
We had pig on a spit for our wedding meal.
Yeah.
At our wedding. And the crackling was delicious.
Crackling, yeah.
Oh.
That's a lovely thing to have for your wedding. My brother had that at his wedding.
No,
well.
No, nothing screams romance quite like a butchered animal being slowly roasted over a fire at a reception.
And a wonderful opportunity to show for you to show off your manliness.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you slaughter the pig yourself?
No, I just
live at the wedding.
We had someone there, but I still like a barbecue cooking. I had a bottle of beer and sunglasses, and I slowly went over and turned the spit. I couldn't help myself.
The idea of the priest going, Kieran, slaughter the lamb, please. that's what's going on with the scratchings. The jerky is an example of extreme dehydration. I mean, it's extraordinary, right? The product in front of you, if you just lift it up, it's so light. The jerky.
Beef jerky. Yeah, it is.
Like,
actually,
if you want to make 100 grams of beef jerky, you need 160 grams of meat, which just goes to show how much liquid is in beef.
Wow.
So you're actually removing every ounce of moisture out of it in order to make sure that it can exist outside of the fridge for a very, very long time.
So, sorry, the crackling you describe is that skin of
the rind,
back
yeah.
of the upper leg and it's roasted within an inch of its life. What about the beef? How are they treating the beef?
Yeah, so that's dehydrated.
Jerky?
They literally remove all. Yeah.
And
so
then do they cook it?
I actually, when I was in college, I had a friend who had a beef jerky apparatus. I don't know how else to describe it. But you take off all the fat and you stretch a very, very thin slice of beef on this kind of apparatus and you let it dry over several weeks until... I know, it's a kind of a...
Simon, he did this in the house you shared in college.
No, not in my house. When I went to his house, he had it all set up there.
Wow.
It's a bizarre kind of process.
It sounds like a serial killer, but... Go on. He does.
Look,
you sure that
Kieran,
was, sure that was
me.
Beef? That
excuse he, me.
Sure that
the
was beef?
The beef jerky community in Ireland... are a very respected group of people. Yeah, so it's bizarre. So you're literally dehydrating it. Then the Pepperami guys, they are curing. So if you open it there, you'll notice that it's in a kind of a, what I would describe as a little condom, a little sausage condom. A little. So if you unsheathe it, keep unsheathing, keep going, and there she is.
Oh, there she is.
Pop. So that is a cured piece of meat. So they've literally, it's kind of like a drying process as well. Application of plenty of salt and you're resheathing, resheathe, and there we are. So, three different processes going on there. Again, with the pepperami, a huge amount of pork to actually create the finished product. If you want 100 grams of that salami in front of you, you need 145 grams of pork because all the moisture is to... Animals are just basically all water at the end of the day, aren't they?
Well, that is delicious.
Isn't it?
The pepperami is really good. I mean, that's not your standard flavour. It's barbecue flavour.
Yeah, but it's very Moorish, very salty.
It's delicious.
Lovely mouthfeel.
What am I getting nutritionally from that?
You're not getting as much salt as you might think. It's only 8% of salt in that. Okay. The jerky has the most salt on 21% of your daily recommended intake. In terms of sat fats...
I'm going to go to the jerky next time.
In terms of sat fats, the pork scratchings is inevitably the worst because it's just fat, basically, isn't it? That's what crackling is. So that's it's almost 20 grams of fat per 100 grams.
That beef jerky's not bad.
The pepperami, just a little bit less. And the jerky has the least because you cut off the fat before you dry it. So that actually has virtually no fat in it. That's probably the best for you.
The pork scratchings are the most pungent.
They're so strong. Like when you open it, it's like opening opening the door of an abattoir. It's not a great smell,
I have to say.
How do you find the pork scratchings? Have you had scratchings before?
No, never.
Never. Because when I lived in the UK, they're a real kind of British institution. Sit down for, you know, a pint of speckled hen and a pork scratching. Like, how do you find them?
I'm not mad about that now.
But can you imagine how, like, a pint of stout or ale might kind of cut through the saltiness of them? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, possibly. But I just prefer it cutting through the saltiness of a few peanuts.
Yeah.
There's a
warning on the back of the... As I say, these are a Cork product. They're made by the Skibbereen Food Company. There's a warning on the back. It says, only recommended for people with strong, healthy teeth. Although every effort has been made to remove bones, some may remain. Do you find them quite hard or are they more crunchy?
I don't know. They're okay.
They're all kind of crunchy.
Yeah, there's a good crunch off them. I mean, maybe there's an addictiveness to the texture of them.
Yeah. I have to say I love pork scratchings. For me, they're a bit like bacon fries or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of that kind of texture. How do you find the jerky?
I love the jerky.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah. I eat a whole packet of that now easily as a little snack.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never had it before. This is my first time eating beef jerky. Simon, it won't be my last. I think, might be my snack.
Jerky, yeah.
Yeah.
Join the community.
Mm.
Lots of jerks are in the country.
There are, and I'm one of them. I am one of them. No tinned corned beef, lads. I'm really disappointed, says Tom. I would have loved to have known your opinion on tinned corned beef lightly fried on a sandwich between two slices of white crusty bread.
Well, we have done corned beef on the show before, but of course, that is wet. It's not... Now, well, I suppose you can get it in a tin.
You can. Yeah. Somebody else is disappointed that spam and jars of hot dogs in brine didn't make the list.
Okay, guys, you've asked for it. I will bring a jar of hot dogs to Kieran in a future episode of the Shopping Show.
So, at least, look, I wasn't a huge fan, but at least the Skibbereen Food Company, proud Cork company. So
yeah, and it's
shout
Irish,
out to them, obviously.
The pork is fully 100% Irish in that product.
And what about the rest of them?
The pepperami, I'm not sure where that comes from. I think it's British. And the jerky is interesting, right? Jerk actually comes from the Quechua word charqui, which means dried salted meat. It's originally a South American product. That product in front of you has designation of origin stamp on the back. It is from Brazil, is one of the capitals of jerky in the world. Kind of a real smorgasbord this week all around the world, yeah.
Pepperami. is a salami sausage snack manufactured by Jack Links.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they're made by the same group then.
Yeah,
okay,
manufactured in Ansbach in Germany.
In Germany, okay.
There we are.
Well, that makes sense because sausage is so associated with German cuisine.
Stop saying mouthfeel, lads. It's so ick. Just say texture. Mouthfeel is what a dentist does to you before they charge you half your month's wages. Thank you for that. 087 1400 106. Simon Tierney, thank you very much. A delicious edition of the Shopping Trolley Hotline.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.